Right now, panel, time for you, as always, to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, you've probably heard of therapy dogs, pets to comfort seniors or other people recovering from illness or injury. A Montana woman is trying out a new animal for therapeutic purposes. What animal?
A cicada.
No. But that... you only get sick once every 17 years, though.
It treats a 17-year itch, yeah.
No.
So she's trying out a new animal.
A new therapy animal.
Bullfrog.
No.
Llama.
Wait, I'm going to give him a hint because I think I know this.
Please,
I'm
go
not
ahead,
sure.
Roxanne.
Large animal, if I have this
no,
correct?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'll take
a hint from Peter, then, who does know the answer.
They have a lot of. They do a lot of good. The male ones are good for getting people up at sunrise.
Oh, chickens.
Yes, therapy chickens. Yeah. Well, imagine you've been
well,
through a lot.
In defense of Roxanne, they're large-ish.
That's not what Roxanne was thinking of.
No, oh. I wasn't.
No, no.
What are they therapy for?
Well, you know, they're therapy, and you know, people who are recovering from illness or elderly.
You just want something around that's like dumber than you are?
Pretty much.
or this could be therapy for people who sleep in, have a hard time waking
up at
night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a week after surgery. You feel estranged from your friends and family. You wake up one morning in your hospital bed from your codeine-enhanced sleep and...
Broca!
A chicken. There to show you you're not alone. Someone who understands what it's like to be afraid and nearly mindless. Someone who, if unable to comfort you spiritually or emotionally, is also delicious in the form of a nugget.
So if you traveled with them, would they wear those little jackets, the little
jackets.
Red working
Why
chicken
not?
Jackets?
Poultry therapist Jana Claremont says they're great because many seniors grew up on farms, she says, so holding chickens brings back fond memories of holding chickens. But they're also very useful in many different therapeutic situations. They can teach a patient, for example, who's been decapitated, that you can still run around for a while.
And that's comforting.
Yes.
And I also understand if you boil them up with some vegetables, they help with flu.
Exactly.